Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Thomas McClary, the founder of the Commodores, and I'm hanging with the teddy bear in the comfort zone.
Hi, this is Mick Murphy of The System, and you're listening to LOTL Radio, the rebirth of the Quiet Storm. And just like Goldilocks said in the fable of the three bears, this one's just right. So stay tuned. Number one teddy bear, right here on L-O-T-L Radio.
Just a touch of Mick Murphy from the system here in the zone of LOTO Radio. And before that, the legendary Michael Anderson in the summertime. Lord have mercy. And speaking of talented, my goodness, talented singer, songwriter, musician, my goodness. And every time I turn around, she is releasing something new. Incredible, and it really takes the teddy bear's breath away. And I'm only talking about one particular artist, and her name is Mia LJ. Lord have mercy. Her new video, new single, has just been released, and it's called Numb. And right around the heels of that, her new album, This Living, will be out very, very soon. So on behalf of the Zone and the teddy bear, it is my pleasure to welcome to LOTO Radio, the incredibly talented Mia LJ. Miss LJ, how are you doing, my love?
Hey, good to connect, Teddy. I'm pretty good. I'm here in studio, you know, working, just another day. How about you?
I'm doing groovy, my love. I'm doing real groovy.
That
you
was
have been a
the dopest intro. You're so sweet.
I have my moments. I have my moments. I will say that. I have my moments. But you know what, young lady? You have been very busy, and I am extremely proud of you. The music that you were turning out is just simply incredible. And I'm waiting to hear this new album, This Living. When can we expect it?
Hey, thank you so much for the support and the love. It means more than you know hearing those words. I'm proud of you, you know? So I'm actually going through a bit of a transition, and instead of releasing this debut album to hold fans over, because I've been doing this for 15 years, and I've had some amazing opportunities within the past couple months to work with everybody from Sony to Universal to BMG, a lot of different amazing, incredibly talented producers and artists and songwriters. And with that, I realized the potential of this album could be so much more. It's going to be iconic. It's going to be legendary, but it's going to take more time. So
okay.
I'm releasing a 10-song EP, and I just made this decision the other day with my team. And it's going to be called This Living Still. Originally, This Living was going to be an album, and it was going to have 12 songs on it. But heck, I'm going to serve up 10 of those, make sure every single one is a hit. And that should be dropping somewhere between November and January, so these coming months.
Okay. We'll be patient. Hey, yeah. Good things. No, great things.
Thank you.
To those who wait. You know what? I've had an opportunity to see you perform live on several occasions.
What?
And I said, oh, yeah. Hey, I'm like Tupac, my love. I get around. Yes, Lord. I've seen you do your
thing. I did not know. That's so great. I didn't know that. You got to come up to me at a show. What?
Oh, man. You know, I like to play Dracula, sit back in the background and just kind of check out things and see what's going on. Because, you know, it's very easy for anyone to get in the studio with a different gizmos to make anyone sound good. But, you know, I want to hear it. Yeah, I want to hear the difference between live and Memorex. So I said, well, let me go on and check this young lady out. So I heard you do your thing, and I said, wait a minute. She can play instruments. Who knew? And I said, she's playing the guitar. I said, the guitar is almost as big as her. And I'm saying, she's playing the guitar. She's playing the guitar. And I'm like, she is a true musician. And I said, you know what? I get you on the show. I said, I had to ask you. What does the artistry of music mean to you?
Ooh, that is a beautiful question. I was definitely just talking about that in the room next to me here at the studio, because, you know, there's a difference between songs, music, and artistry. And for me,
absolutely,
the meaning of artistry is truly capturing who you are, what you represent, the message that flows through your core, that your life purpose. That's what artistry is to me. And per se, that doesn't mean that, you know, it's going to be a hit, but it's going to feel different. It's going to feel like a drug. You know, music is a drug, and you can listen to a song when you were really young that you used to listen to all the time on the radio, and it's nostalgic, and you get this feeling. You listen to a sad song, and it might remind you of heartbreak of the past or losing someone, and then you cry. Or you listen to some EDM, some dance, or some house, and it gets you really, really high and makes you feel euphoric, things like that. So music is blatantly a drug. And when it comes to artistry, I want to make sure I capture the most intense high possible to provide to anybody that's listening, whether it be, you know, corporate side, people on the radio, or just genuine, genuine fans, you know, and musicians alike, just as myself. You've got to deliver who you truly are through that artistry. So that's what I'm working towards with this album, and it's almost there, I swear.
You know what? Listening to your music, I use the analogy of like looking at the movie, not Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, but the one with Johnny Depp. And it takes you. Yeah, it takes your music takes you through so many twists and turns of a different kind of parallel universe. And you throw bits and pieces of yourself and you allow us in your journey. And I wanted to ask you, for you as an artist, how imperative is it for you to be able to share that kind of transparency to the listeners?
Oh, that's literally the most important thing to me. And I probably realized that as you asked the question, because I saw a comment the other day on my Instagram, and like there, things are always coming in, direct messages, comments, so much love, and I truly appreciate it, but sometimes it gets hard to keep up with. And this right. comment stuck out to me the other day that was just like, you have to share your story. Like, it was a caption about, you know, things I've been through in regards to self-harm and drug experimentation and just, you know, just life in general. And with that comment alone, sharing my story, was like, wait, there's no reason for me to go through these things. Like, yes, I learned my lessons, and these things, they're not mistakes, you know, it's just a part of my expansion, a part of my growth, a part of my path. But with that, the only reason I'm on this path is to share it and to help myself and help others. And there's literally nothing else we can do. There's literally nothing else we can do. So it's almost like a choice, and a very conscious choice at that, to either, you know, bask in it all and be private about it, or, you know, radiate and glow and grow and expand and share that with the universe. So it's literally, I feel, to some extent, that's part of my life purpose and going through everything I've gone through and still to this day going through it. You know, it's always something different every day. But let me tell you what, it's just like I reflect on my day every night before I go to sleep for over a year now, and there hasn't been a night where I've been like, this was a bad day. I'm always like, man, I'm so thankful for like something really horrible happened today, but I'm so thankful because I know it's going to just contribute to my story that I have to share, and it's contributing to my growth in these things. So it's really the most important thing to me.
You have such a very vivid imagination. And the reason why I say that, because it comes through in your music. I mean, it really comes through in your music.
Oh, it does. You have no idea. It's a party up here.
You know, there's nothing wrong with that, because when you have that kind of mindset, there are no limits. There's no boxes. There's nothing to contain you from being who you truly are. I've always remembered an interview that Jimi Hendrix did years ago, and he said, life is one big experimentation. It's a journey. We have to be able to experience life. It's a difference between living and existing. And the vibe that I get from you on this journey, you are definitely living your life for everyone to see. One of the key points that I find so breathtaking about your music is that not only that you take pride in being a musician, but you don't limit yourself as far as your expression through your lyrics. How important is it to you as far as the aspect of being an exceptional songwriter?
Oh, that's the key, lady. That is the ultimate key. You know, for the past maybe 9 months, I'm going to say since about October, November of last year, I've just been in writing sessions, basically just doing studio production with different artists, different producers for myself, for others' projects. It's an amazing, amazing experience. And with that being said, I've taken on so many different elements of songwriting and so many different techniques. And like I said, there's songs, there's music and artistry. And when it comes to songs, oh my gosh, you know, repeat, and make sure it's catchy. But whatever you're repeating, I know it gets annoying sometimes, but the key with my songwriting is, one, being vulnerable in those verses, and when the pre-chorus and the hook hits, whatever you're saying that's so catchy has to have some real meaning, though. That's the real key, or you have to relate to it on some level. It has to be from your core. It can't be your brain speaking, you know? It has to be the other parts. Be your heart, it has to be your soul, it has to be this divine part of yourself that's speaking all those catchy parts, because otherwise I realize it just doesn't go, you know. Nobody feels it, they only feel it for so long, you know. The drug, the high, whatever you want to call it, this music is timeless, or it can be timeless, and it'll only last longer, the effect that it has to listeners, to musicians who you inspire, whatever it is. It only lasts longer when you have more meaning and you are more vulnerable. So that's really the key, whether I'm writing a song, whether I'm writing music, or whether I'm being an artist and just writing absolute nonsense and interludes and making sounds and just doing stuff. I literally do all of that, right? Film scores, you know, orchestral arrangements, all that. And it's solely about, you know, having meaning to the song. So being vulnerable in all aspects of that are very, very important to me.
One of the things I've noticed, your fashion. I notice everything about an artist. Fashion and music.
No, I'm just getting on it. Whoa, we better step it up. You can see me right now.
Fashion and music have always gone hand in hand. And colors with you are very essential. I think they're an essential part. They're an extension of you. Colors play a very huge extension of you. And I want to find out, how does that reflect your mood, and how does that mood transcend to your music?
For sure. So I actually just got into fashion within the past 9 months. Again, I've been going through this whole phase where it's just leveling everything up. And with that being said, I went shopping for the first time ever for myself, making all this money. I never went clothes shopping. I never went clothes shopping for myself, though. Like like everybody, I would have doubts and fears about finances, but it'd be flowing in, thank God. And it's just like I learned about self-care, and more than treating others the way you want to be treated, but treat yourself the way you want to be treated, and don't forget about that. So I recently went shopping for the first time, been spending a nice little amount, and with the colors, that more so relates to, let's say, the environment that I'm in, and there's the energy that I want to align with when I'm in that environment. So right now I'm wearing like red pants, literally. They're so dope. but I'm wearing red pants and like all white shoes, all white sweatshirt, like everything's really baggy and free flowing, and the colors are popping. And it's just like I'm at a studio meeting, so I'm vibing with new people. I want a bright, positive energy. I want to be colorful. I want to be outwards, you know. I want to be an artist. But sometimes, on some nights, you know, we got to get a little classy. So I'm wilding out with you, too. But I'll stick to more black and white strictly. So it's more formal and a cleaner look, a more, like, high-class savagery, I like to call it. So it's one of the two, you know, look like an absolute child in really baggy clothes and be really fun and free-flowing. And that translates, of course, with the colors and, you know, the size of the clothing, or, you know, tighter fitting, more, you know, less saturation to your outfit. Black and white all day. I love that kind of stuff. So that's how my style flows, really.
There you go. Now, the video and single. I've seen the video, I say, about four times. Numb. The concept, the cinematography, incredible. I wanted to ask you, first and foremost, who came up with the concept for the video?
So I actually write all my visual treatments, come up with the concepts independently. I was, as of the past couple of days, I was an independent artist until, you know, the past couple days. And I've had people join the team at Moving Forward, but it's literally been all from my brain, me sitting in front of like Google Drive, breaking down scenes and all these ideas and concepts, writing like 4-page visual treatments and itineraries, budget forecasts, all that good stuff, you know? Came up with the, it was only natural because I play 6 instruments. I sing, I songwrite, and I've just gotten into producing and mixing as well. So being in studio, I've been recording professionally since the age of 13, and being in studio is like me in a whole nother element, and it still didn't come through the video. I'll get it right on the next one, I promise you that. But I have, there's just such an energy that flows through the entire studio where it's just like everything's very free-flowing, everything's natural, everything's in the moment, and now I've built a sort a very strong foundation of confidence going into the studio where I know what I can achieve and I just go for it. So with that being said, you know, with my music, I write all the arrangements, all the lyrics, vocal melodies, play the drums, bass guitar, piano, everything you hear on the record. So it was only natural for me to take one of those songs and really bring it to life. And I've done that with a full live band normally, but this time around I was like, you know what? I don't know why I've never sold myself like that to be transparent. It's just like literally my biggest blessing. The first thing that got me where I am right now, where I'm standing in this studio in the middle of New York City, is literally playing those instruments and nothing more, and singing and nothing more, and being in the moment and nothing more. So with that being said, I had to bring that to life. And I work with this amazing cinematographer named A1 Vision, and he works on every single visual I've ever done to date, from This Living, Ambiguous, Numb. We've actually done over 6. Some aren't released yet, and more on the way. So, yeah, he's killer. He has such a cinematic style, and I absolutely love it. The consistency, that trademark poise, he just really captures it for me. So that's how that came about.
Wow. Well, you did an incredible job, my love. So far be it for the teddy bear.
I could do better.
It's all right. I have all the faith in the world to you. So let's get into it. The world premiere, of course, from the very talented Mia LJ, her latest single, of course, Numb, here in the zone of LOTL Radio.
What is this life? You on one side, me over here, stuck in my mind. Forget the past, it's gonna last. But one side of me is used to see all the boys running round, making noise all through the town. Like the toy, girls can go out. This one with your eyes wide open, your heart is falling, but you're not feeling a single moment. But you don't know if the person chose it. So play it safe and lose all emotion.
I got you. And that's the big noise, and then it's done!
Yeah, right there, yeah.
You gotta love it, man. The live version of BLJ. My goodness. No, here in the zone of LOTL Radio. And remember, family, to get all the latest updates, let your fingers do the walking. Stop by her official website. That's official. MiaLJ.com. Also, you can catch up with her on Instagram. That's at Instagram.com/officialMiaLJ. And also on Instagram. My love, you are too much. I must ask, when are you coming to Texas to perform? I know you're a very busy young lady, but you need to come out here and perform. We would love to have you in the studio.
Oh, I'd love to. You already know. So I am currently in the midst of getting tour dates for the year together all the way into 2020. So I'm going to be quite booked out, and I'm definitely hitting Texas, Dallas, Houston, and Austin in the coming months. So I will definitely be out there, and I will make sure I keep everyone posted on social media, Instagram. The official website will also have tour dates up in a couple weeks. So I'm really, really stoked to get out there and go absolutely crazy in front of everyone.
All right. Well, you know, first and foremost, I want to thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule. This is your home. Whatever you need from the Teddy Bear, please do not hesitate to let us know.
Oh,
I have
my
nothing
God.
But...
You're so sweet. Oh, my God. You got me blushing over here, but I can't really blush. You feel me? Oh, no. No, let me stop. No. Oh, my God. But, Teddy Bear, you are the sweetest. I really can't wait to come out there. I'd love to stop by the studio, play some stuff live for you guys, and talk more about the new music, new content, new visuals, everything going on.
Well, we got you, my love. Whatever you need, just let us know, and we will wait. When it's ready, send it over, and we will definitely debut it here first. Much continued success. Keep reaching. There are no limits to all the things that you're able to accomplish. I have all the belief and confidence in the world in you, okay?
That's exactly what I need to hear. Thank you so much. And it was no problem to take time out of my day to have a beautiful conversation with you like this and everybody listening. Thank you so much. And I hope to see you all soon at the show. Stay tuned for more music tomorrow. New single dropping with Radio Smash. Milo,
right.
He already knows. Z100 iHeartRadio premiering it called Love to Hurt. Really excited about that. Going to be on Billboard. It's lit. Stay tuned for more.
So it is written. So it shall be done.
Yeah.
Lord help me.
Yeah.
All right, my love. Stay
Let's
sweet,
go.
Okay?
All right. Have a good one, Teddy Bear. We'll connect soon.
All right, my love. The very talented Mia LJ here in the zone of LOTO Radio. Lord have mercy. If you have never had an opportunity to see this very talented lady live, I mean, you are really, really, truly missing out. But again, be sure to get all the latest updates. Stop by her official website. That's at officialmiaLJ.com. Well, you know, it's that time. Got to take a little quick two and two. Got some bills to pay. But let's get into some more Mia LJ from her 2017 hit, Ambiguous, here in the zone of LOTL Radio.
Put me in that altered state of mind. Make my heart race by the signs. Spike like a drink, hold the wine. Even make the clock lose track of time. Breathing heavy, feeling good. No matter where my mind stay, once stood. Cause I'm here with you now. I need
tonight could be fun. I know it's just one, another in an infinite amount of what's to come. I know that quitting's not an option. Strapped in my feet, my legs are locked, but I know it's okay. Could do this all day. It's up and down just like this town. A busy city with no sound. Can't stop, won't stop liking this. Intimate, take a hit, said I'm feeling it. The heat running through my fingers to you. I like what you do with those eyes glowing true. Ooh. Ooh. Whoa.
Please don't give us up. I know you hurt your kid, but you think of all the time that we put in here. I'm steady, tugging at and your heart sits so ready. You'll be the man I can be without you, girl. I'm so weak and worn. Here's my love letter, true. And this is you.
The legendary Chaka Khan, gotta be there, here in the zone of LOTO Radio. Again, want to send out a lot of love to the very talented, Mia, LJ, Lord have mercy. And remember, family, be sure to be on the lookout for our upcoming EP, This Living, due out very, very soon, I promise you. But to get all the latest updates, let your fingers do the walking. Stop by her official website. That's official Mia. LJ.com. Also, you can follow her on Twitter and also on Instagram with the same exact handle. My goodness. So it is written, so it shall be done. And while I got you here, safe and sound, cuddly and warm, like Linus's blanket, let's get into it. Here's the latest from the simply captivating CeCe Peniston with a new hit single, Hot. You're in the zone of LOTO Radio. Double dose of CC Penison featuring Mother's favorite child with Paris Tune, of course, Sick, here in the zone of LOTO Radio. And for those who tuned in late, shame on you, but the teddy bear does forgive you. I know, he said, well, teddy bear, we missed the interview. That's all right, we got you covered. You can always go, hey, got plenty of apps in the Play Store, so go to your apps. We're on in the Google Play Store, Google Play Music at LOTL, The Zone. Also on TuneIn, iHeartRadio, Spotify, we got you covered. Type in LOTL, The Zone. So it is written, so it shall be done. So much. I mean, it is a cornucopia of great music out there. Jeffrey Osborne has a fantastic new album going back to his R&B roots. It's called Worth It All. Also, Kay Yvette, right here in Texas, new album, Lioness. And, of course, the hot new single from my lady, CC Penniston, of course, Hot. And last but certainly not least, Lord have mercy, very talented singer-songwriter, Cecily. She has a fantastic new album called Songs of Love and Freedom. And oh, before I begin, very talented singer-songwriter from England, and she goes by the name of Brooker, and her new EP, Naked, is on a whole nother level. So be sure to go cop the new music. iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Tidal Wave. Yeah, go to Tidal Wave or Tidal, whatever you want to call it. Hey, it's run by Jay-Z, so it's always a positive thing. But like myself, for those who feel somewhat a little bit more adventurous, you can always head over to Amazon.com. And to get all the latest updates, let your fingers do the walking. You can catch up with us. Follow us on Twitter. That's at Twitter.com/LOTO Radio. Also on Facebook. That's at Facebook.com/LOTO Radio. The Zone. And last but certainly not least, Lord have mercy, we're on Instagram. That's at Instagram.com/LOTO Radio. The Zone. So you can get all the latest updates. It's been a beautiful week. I want everyone to have a positive weekend. I know. Got to get all the latest updates to find out when we'll be back on air. You can check those different websites. We got you covered. But to all the many supporters and listeners out there tuning in and tuning out all the negativity, my cup runneth over. Thank you from the bottom of this teddy bear's heart for supporting us. It's been a beautiful celebratory ride. Lord have mercy. But as I take my leave, as in always, I want everyone to keep it soulful, keep it positive, never be afraid to express what you feel, because you may not get another chance to do it. Lord have mercy. Stay sweet. And we're going to close it from one of them talented artists that I just mentioned. Cecily, of course, from the album Songs of Love and Freedom. It's a beautiful thing, with Don't Hide the Sun, here in the zone of LOTO Radio.
Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.